Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, let's switch subjects for a moment. And it's a great pleasure once again to be chatting to Johannesburg Mayor Dr. Mpho Phalatse. Good morning. How are you doing? All the best
good morning.
For 2022.
I'm very well. Thank you. Thanks for having me and good morning, dear listeners.
So, you know, when I was going through the traffic this morning, I couldn't list all of the traffic lights not working in one traffic bulletin. We had to break it up into three. I would imagine that's one of the priorities for the city of Johannesburg.
Definitely is. In fact, we've got MMC Ngobeni, the new MMC for transport, who's also responsible for the Joburg Roads Agency. There's been lots of issues within the Joburg Roads Agency. It's been one of our problem entities in the city that has not been delivering on its mandate, and we will be taking care of that very shortly. In fact, in mid-February, we're planning to go to our AGM to replace all the boards in the city and make sure that we've got fit-for-purpose people to provide leadership within those entities. But one of the things that we'll be doing for traffic lights is using UPS-enabled traffic lights to make sure that we also reduce the number of outages. But as you know, there's also a lot of theft and vandalism. I mean, you will not believe it, but people actually steal whole traffic lights. The JNPD will be strengthening law enforcement. We will be putting in place as well specialized units to deal with areas where we have common problems. And cable theft, theft and vandalism of our infrastructure is one such area, and a unit will be established to deal with that.
People steal entire traffic lights. And I suppose it doesn't matter if they're working or not.
They steal them because they want the cables and whatever else that they can use in there for a bit of money.
Right. It's just quite unbelievable. So obviously the whole roads infrastructure, and of course that is, as you've mentioned, not just traffic lights. It's all aspects of roads. Would you say that is one of the main areas that you would need to look at? Or let me put it rather back to you. What are the main areas? If you have to, one of the things I often ask people to do is write a letter back dated a year's time and say, you know, to yourself and say, well, you know, I had such a fantastic year. This is what I managed to achieve. If you were to write a letter back to yourself at the end of December 2022 and you listed some of the things that you've achieved for the city of Johannesburg, what would be in that letter?
So let's start with the issue of roads. Joburg, being the economic hub of the country, is the economic engine of the country. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we stimulate the economy and that government creates an enabling environment for the economy to thrive. Now, that includes people being able to travel smoothly on surface roads with no potholes, where traffic lights are working. It'll save them time. It'll save also their cars. It will, you know, prevent motor vehicle accidents and so many other things. So that is a priority for this administration. And yes, we will be upscaling our interventions on filling off potholes, making sure the asphalt plant is working, making sure that roads are surfaced where we need to surface roads. So that is definitely top priority. But just in terms of our other priorities, what we've explained to residents is that we've inherited budgets and business plans. The financial year ends in June. The 30th of June is the last day of the financial year. From the 1st of July, we will then be able to put in place our own plans and our own budget. Of course, there's the adjustment budget, which we're going into next month, where we are allowed to adjust only up to 10% of the existing plans and budgets. And we've started to have a look at where there's low performance and where budgets are not moving to give us an indication of where some of those adjustments can start happening. But we've also identified quick wins and low-hanging fruit, which would like to share. One of the things we'll do, number one, is to improve how we communicate with our residents, make sure that they are empowered with information, we educate where we need to, so we can all be part of the team that rebuilds our city. We want to upscale Buyamthetho. Buyamthetho means a return to the rule of law. We want lawlessness to end in the city of Johannesburg. every resident, every tourist, every visitor, every business person in Joburg needs to be aware of our laws, our bylaws, and they need to know what the consequences of non-compliance will be. We want to get our municipal courts working, and we want to have successful prosecution where there are challenges. We also want to bring back Arasebeseng. You remember Arasebeseng was a volunteering program where society could be mobilized to clean up their own areas, their streets. That will come back. We also want to clamp down on illegal dumping. We're going to scale up COVID-19 vaccination in 39 clinics, make sure 11 clinics are expanded where there are space challenges. We're going to operationalize the substance abuse treatment center at Davidsonville. These are things that we can do by the end of June, by the way. Our bus lanes are going to be better managed, so they're reserved for use by our buses. We're going to refurbish some buses, so huge investment in transport there as well. I spoke about the UPS recabling for our traffic lights. We're going to make sure that way leaf issues are sorted out. You may notice that sometimes Joburg Water comes and does some repair work on a pipe, and they leave the road open, and those are some of the challenges that you'll find on the road. The reason for that is that Joburg Water and JRA don't have a system where they work together when there's a work order, and we're going to be streamlining functions to make sure as soon as those repairs are done, the road is also sorted out so that our commuters are not disadvantaged by that. I spoke about the boards. We will be replacing the boards of all entities, making sure that we've got leadership that's fit for purpose in all of them. There's a lot of informal trade in the city that's not regulated. We're going to be working with the informal sector, making sure that people have proper trading permits, that they respect the bylaws of the city. These are just some of the examples of the things that we can do in the next, say 200 days or so. We've got the informal trade policy as well that needs to be finalized. We will be making sure our streets are clean by mechanizing street sweeping. As you know, I don't know if you've seen our pick it up workers working. I mean, there's no way that they can get our streets clean using the manual tools that they use. So we will be using better technology to make sure we get a better outcome. And we will be working closely with schools as well to raise awareness, to educate our young so that they can preserve our city in future. We'll be planting a lot of trees. Internally, we will be making sure that the city as an institution works for its residents. We will be strengthening internal processes. We'll do an institutional review and look at whether the structure that we have in the city in terms of in our departments, our entities and how they function works for the strategy that we would like to implement. We may have to bring some changes there, so that's going to be happening. You know, we will review policies, make sure there's turnaround plans where we have problem entities, for instance, Metrobus, JPC, the Metro Trading Company, the JDA, huge challenges in those boards. We'll make sure that we have turnaround plans. And we'll also improve our shareholder policy, how the city as a shareholder interfaces with the boards of entities, or the entities themselves, the municipal-owned entities, so that the city can have stricter control measures to make sure the entities are working for our residents. Those are the things that can be delivered in the next few months until the end of June.
All right, absolutely. Now, absolutely fantastic. We don't really have much more time, but what I do want to find out from you is what's been the reaction? You know, sometimes when somebody comes into a position like yourself, with this tremendous amount of energy and drive for change, there can be a fair amount of pushback and nervousness. What's been the reaction to your approach?
Officials are quite excited, in fact. You know, people need leadership. Leadership that is focused on residents. If you're running a city like Johannesburg, and I believe that our officials can see that this leadership is not self-serving at all, that we're really committed to turning Joburg around. And they're quite excited. But also when you have leadership that's competent, it re-energizes you. Because instead of sabotaging you, they actually empower you to do what you need to do. As you know, we've had politicians in the past who've driven their own agendas. We've had officials wanting to do the right thing, but not being able to. And this time around, it's not going to happen that way, and our officials are quite excited about that.
Absolutely wonderful. A few suggestions just before I leave you. Joss says, please can you look at absent street signs? I'm sure that's something that you put on your list. And Leslie says, maybe you need bins in public, in residential areas. It has just gone 7:30. That was the mayor of the city of Johannesburg. I'm not sure what happened to the line there, but that was the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, Dr. Mpho Palatsi. Thank you for joining us.